the following maisa happened at a Beis Avel minyan a couple of weeks ago. There was Kriyas HaTorah, because it was either a Monday or a Thursday, I do not recall which. And it was Monday, actually. And right after the laning, the Avel got up to say the Chatzi Kaddish at the end of Kriyas HaTorah. So someone in the room said, no, the Avel doesn't get to say that Chatzi Kaddish. That Chatzi Kaddish belongs to the Baal Koreh. The Avel is not allowed to say. So the question is that a thing? Is that true? The Avel is not allowed to say it? Why not give him the opportunity? Let him want to say an extra Kaddish. Let him say the extra Kaddish if the Baal Koreh is mochel on it. So let's discuss a little bit where this comes from. The Beis Yosef is Simon Nunhei quotes from Gaonim that they were misaking to say seven times Kaddish each day, corresponding to the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yotes, Sheva Biyom Hilal Ticha. The Kavachayim quotes from the Arizal to say 12 Kaddishim each day, but what's the purpose of Kaddish? Why is it that Kaddish is recited? So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, and Dav Gimel Amad Aleph, that Eliyahu HaNavi revealed to Rabbi Yossi that B'shah She'Yisrael Nechnasan Batek Nesiyos L'Batek Midrashos, when Klal Yisrael enters Batek Nesiyos L'Batek Midrashos, V'onin, and they say, Yehei Shmei HaGadol Mivarach, when they say that powerful line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaneh Rosh HaVomer, Hashem shakes his head and says, Ashrei HaMelech Shemekal Sunosa B'Beis HaKach. How fortunate is a king who receives such praises in his house in this way. Malo la'av shiglas banav, vo'ilam la'banav shigolim el shulchan aviyam. Why did the father have to exile his children? Woe unto the children that they were exiled from their father's table. So apparently this tefillah is so powerful, this Yehei Shmei Rabbah is so powerful, that this is the one that gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu to lament the Churban, to regret, so to speak, the Churban. Tosus and Brachas of Gimel Amral writes that the fact that we say it B'loshon Aramis, L'fisha tefillah Na'av Shevach Gadolhu, because it is the most amazing tefillah, the most beautiful tefillah, the greatest praise. Al-Kein Niskan B'loshon Targum, Sh'l'yavinu HaMalachim, V'yumiskan. But that's why it has to be in Aramaic, so the Malachim won't understand it. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us the Malachim don't understand Loshon Arami, and that way they won't get jealous of us that we get to say such a beautiful tefillah. But Tos says v'zeh inonir. I'm not sure if that's correct. Sure, kamet tefillos yafal shem b'loshon ivri. There are lots of beautiful tefillos that are in Hebrew. Rather, Tos says ein olam eskayim el asudu dekedushas of ayesh me rabba debasar ganta, that they used to say the kaddish after a drasha, and amei aretz were very often present after the drasha, so they wanted to say a tefillah that amei aretz could understand. So that's why they were misakim b'loshon rabbi. So essentially, Tosfos says two reasons why Kaddish is B'loshon Arami: either because it's the most magnificent tefillah in the entire world, or because it's something that you do after a shir, and a lot of times the people attending a shir are otherwise amei aretz, and you want them to be able to understand what you're saying. But apparently, if it is, as the Gemara says, this incredible tefillah, apparently that's the great zuchus of Kaddish. The zuchus of Kaddish is not the recitation of the Kaddish, it's that you are the one that caused an entire tzibur to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, and that is ultimately the greatest suchus, to be able to, for the neshama of whoever it is that you're saying Kaddish for, that ultimately is the greatest suchus. Now, traditionally in Judaism, one person would say the Kaddish, and there is just like only one person can lead the tefillos, can take the avod, so there are dine kedima, who gets to say a Kaddish, a member of the shul over a non-member, and you have shiva over shloshim, shloshim over yabes chodesh, and where does yartzeit fit in, right? You have a long bir halacha all about that topic. So all the dine kedima for an amud apply to a kaddish. Nowadays, in most of our communities, everybody says kaddish anyway. But because it is this zechus of getting everybody to respond Yehei Shmei Rabbah, It is important that when people say Kaddish, the Poskim discuss that they say it in concert with each other, that you don't have people going at different paces, because the person who's going slower than everybody else, no one's answering Yehei Shmei Rabbah to his Kaddish, and therefore it's a waste of time. Or sometimes you'll have a couple of people saying Kaddish, and then there's the Kaddish whisperer in the corner, the one who's just whispering Kaddish. He's not doing anything. If he's not getting people to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah, then he's not really accomplishing anything with his Kaddish. Okay, so now, that's just in Kaddish in general. Why Kaddish after laning? What's that all about? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Gros Moshe Rechaim Chelik Dalet Siman Ayin, where he points out that it's only a half Kaddish, because a half Kaddish is when we haven't yet finished the tefillah, and the tefillah is not over until after Uvel Tzion. In Prima Gadim, Siman Nun Hei, Mishpsal Zav Sivkan Aleph, says that the function of a Chatzi Kaddish is to be mafsik between two distinct parts of tefillah. Like, for example, between Psukei Dezimra and Birchus Kriyas Shema, or after an important mitzvah, like after Shmona Esrei, after Kriyas HaTorah. So the Chatzi Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah is after an important mitzvah. But there are multiple shitos as to what exactly the nature of this Kaddish is, and that may help us understand whether the Avil should dafka be the one to say this Kaddish. The Rokeach in Hilchus Tishba of Simin Shin Yer Aleph writes, L'fi she'en lecha kol dibur v'dibur she'betorah, she'en bo she'em ha'meforash, that every single passage of Torah that you ever read includes a Shem Hashem, even if you're not so familiar with what that Shem Hashem is. So you have to say a Kaddish on that Shem Hashem, because you've just mentioned the Shem Hashem, so we say a Kaddish Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach. What shame? The shame that we just read, because every piece of Torah is a Shem Hashem. This seems to be referring to the same idea that the Ramban refers to in the Saktama, to the Perish on the Torah, that Kol HaTorah Kula, the Ramban writes, is Shmos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. The entirety of Torah is the Shem Hashem in one way or another. That's why the Ramban has this Gevaldik HaChiddush, that if the Sefer Torah is Chaser Os Achas, even Chaseros V'Yaseros, it's going to be possible, because you're ruining the Shem Hashem. It's taking away from the Shem Hashem. So whether that's true La'alach or not, but the idea is that the entire Torah is Shem Hashem, and every little portion of Torah, in a certain sense, is Shem Hashem. So that would seem to, if that's the idea of the Kaddish, it would seem to relate to the person who said the Shem Hashem, which would mean the Baal Koreh. The Baal Koreh is the one that read from the Torah. In the Sefer Siach Tfilah, on page Tav Kuf Nun, he says, you know, it's more likely that it's just like a Kaddish after learning. Tosos in Brachos, we just quoted, said that after a shir of Agada, they would say a Kaddish. That's what they would do, that after learning, you're supposed to say a Kaddish after a drasha. So Kriyas HaTorah is also a form of Talmud Torah. It's not only a recitation of Shem Hashem, it is a public learning of the Torah. That's what Soloveitchik explained. That's why, even though you said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, when you go up to get an aliyah, what do? You say Birchas HaTorah again. Another Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because every different form of Talmud Torah gets its own Birchas HaTorah. For example, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a very unique form of Talmud Torah, on the Leil HaSeder. What's that unique form of Talmud Torah? It's called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it starts with its own Birchas HaTorah. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shenasan, Torah, Liamo Yisrael, Baruch Hu, that each form of Talmud Torah gets its own Birchas HaTorah, and therefore the form of Talmud Torah, of Kriyas HaTorah Barabim, also gets its own Birchas HaTorah. If that is the case, then it belongs to the person who did the learning, and the Baal Koreh, or the Ola, who's really supposed to be the Baal Koreh. Just last week in my shul, they gave an old Sephardi guy in Aliyah, who was visiting, an elderly Sephardi fellow, he gets up, and he says the Aliyah, and then he lays the whole Aliyah. We didn't warn him in advance, he just knew it. He laid the whole Aliyah, and the Baal Koreh stepped aside. Pretty cool trick, right? So, but that was the way it was initially supposed to be done, and most communities no longer do that because people wouldn't be able to handle it. But the Ola is really one reading from the Torah, so it should be either the Ola or the Baal Koreh. In the Shar Ephraim, Shar Yud Oz Tes, he says that if the last Ola has a yard site or is an Avel, then he can say it for this reason, meaning the idea is that it belongs to the person who did this Talmud Torah. So it's either the Baal Koreh or the Ola. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a different shuva, in Rav Moshe Archaim Chelik Aleph Simen Kuf Aleph, that not every Kriyas HaTorah is all about Talmud Torah. A fascinating insight. You would think Kriyas HaTorah has one basic idea behind it, you know, whenever we do Kriyas HaTorah. So Rav Moshe writes that certainly Kriyas HaTorah is often Lilmot Torah, Lilamei Torah Barabim. That's Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, on Monday, on Thursday, on Mincha B'Shabbos. Why? Because that's explicit in Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis, that it's mitzad mitzvahs limud Torah, that we can't go 3 days without Mayim Ein Mayim Ela Torah. So they were misakin early takanos, takanos Moshe Rabbeinu, takanos Ezra, early takanos to say to learn in public to read Kriyas HaTorah multiple times a week. However, says Rav Moshe. And he says, and the same is true, by the way, on Yantif, that it's mitzad mitzvahs limra Torah, because the Gemara at the very end of Megillah writes, Vayidaber Moshe, mitzvahs and shiukarun kol echad ve'echad bizmano, and that's the mitzvahs limra Torah, meaning the Gemara in Megillah, Lamed Beis, tells us that the Chazal were misakein, that each Yantif you're supposed to say, that you're supposed to learn the halachos of that Yantif on that Yantif. I thought the Gemara Pesachim tells us Shloshim Yom Kodem. That's a separate halach of preparing for the Yantif. But on the Yantif, there's a special mitzvah of Limra Torah to learn the Inyanim of that Yantif. And that's what we fulfill that by the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yom Tov. But Rav Moshe says there is another type of Kriyas HaTorah, and that is Lefarsim Ulahodiyah. Sometimes Kriyas HaTorah is like an announcement. It's like the Gabbai's announcement after davening. Kemo Shkalim Upara V'Chodesh, like the Dalid Parshios, like Rashi writes in Megillah Daf Chavtes, or like Parsha Zachar, to do Zechira B'Peh. And that's an Etzem Kiyum HaMitzvah in its own right. Not Mitzad Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah, Mitzad Mitzvahs Zechira Samalek, or a Kriya of a Tainis, which is supposed to be Ma'oruras Tshuva, or Chanukah and Purim, which is an Inyan of Pursumei Nisa. So if that's the case, then it l'chora shouldn't have the Chati Kaddish afterwards midin that you just fulfilled Limud HaTorah, because it's not really about Limud HaTorah. If that's the case, the Chati Kaddish afterwards is much more likely midin the idea of being mafsik between separate parts of tefillah or having fulfilled a mitzvah chashuva. Now that mitzvah is the mitzvah of the entire tzibur, so maybe that Kaddish could belong to anybody in the entire tzibur. Nevertheless, in Alicho Shlomo on tefillah, the volume on tefillah, the Parak Yud Beis, Os Chav Zayin, he writes, HaKadosh Alachor Kriyas HaTorah Lo Yomrenu HaAvel Ela HaKorei Avalim Allah HaAvel Achron Yuchal HaAmro, that the Baal Korei should be the one to say the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah, unless an Avel got the last Aliyah. Because, he explains, the reason is that this Kaddish was instituted for the Mesim who we don't say Kaddish for, meaning there were separate Kaddishim instituted for different people. This Kaddish was instituted for those Mesim who aren't having their own Kaddish. They didn't have any children to say Kaddish for them, or for whatever reason, no one's saying Kaddish for them. So if the Avel says it, he will have his own mace in mind. He's going to have his own relative in mind, and therefore that Kaddish is not going to work for those people who it was instituted for. By the way, that's also the Kaddish after Aleinu. The Kaddish after Aleinu is not meant for the Avelim. The Kaddish after Aleinu is meant for the people who are not Avelim to say Kaddish for others. I remember when Moriv Rabbi Rav Shechter was in his year of Avelus, after Aleinu, he wouldn't say Kaddish. He just waited for others. No one else did. But he didn't say Kaddish, because that's not his Kaddish. That's the Kaddish for people who are not Avelim. So now these people aren't so sensitive to that, because whoever wants to say Kaddish can say Kaddish. I mean, it's not like your Kaddish, his Kaddish, that one's Kaddish. Everyone says anyway. So it doesn't, you know, so people aren't so sensitive to that. But if you take this view of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that no, who you're having in mind makes all the difference, so then you don't want to take away, encroach on the Kaddish that belongs to the other people. So therefore, if you got the last Aliyah, so says Rav Shlomo Zalman, okay, you could say the Kaddish after the laning, but make sure you have in mind the other Mesim also. But really, it belongs to the other Mesim. There are a lot of Shailas and Tshuvas about this Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah. Not going to go into all of them now, but there's a major discussion. Should it be recited on Simchas Torah night, when we have a minig of Kriyas HaTorah and Simchas Torah night? There's a discussion on Tishbav, Rav Aznaraz, and Shevet Alevi Chelik Yud Simin Pei Gimel. What's the minig of saying Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah on Tishbav? Apparently it's a machlokas between the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Rabbi Kiva Eger, and or there's also a discussion in the Tshuvas Chedvas Yaakov or Chaim Simon Chav Zayin, the Kaddish after Kriyas HaTorah on a day that they take out three Sifrei Torah. When exactly does that go? Meaning exactly how to position this Kaddish, but just in terms of, was this fellow in the Beis Avil correct that the Avil should not say that Kaddish, it doesn't belong to him? probably, I mean, I had never heard of it before, but this fellow who made this point came into the Beis Avel the next day with a packet of Marum Makomos from which we made this whole shiur. So he seemed to have it pretty well documented. So it seems to me that that is in fact the correct approach.